Coach, obviously a nice start for you guys today, coming out and taking those first two right off the bat.
Yeah, it was a nice start. You know, I never really felt like we were really in a good rhythm out there, and our team felt that. But, you know, sometimes you just got to blue-collar your way through things, and we've been doing that all season, so it was a good way for us to get after it.
Well, I felt pretty good. I know you guys lost the third set, but I felt pretty good after you guys were down 7, came back to tie it at 23. You had to feel going into that fourth set you guys were in pretty good position still.
I did, and that's what I said in between those sets. I said, hey, you guys, way to battle back and start to get our mojo back a little bit. And then in set 4, you know, all of a sudden it broke open, and it was a lot to do with. We just played within ourselves and didn't make those unforced errors. I think we had 10 hitting errors that fourth set, and that's tough when you're at Nationals and to win when you have 10 hitting errors in a set.
Well, I thought one of the big reasons you guys won that fourth set was the way Hannah Sheely was able to defend Kayla Black. She was in the right spot time and time again because Black had a great match. I mean, we saw the ball in her hands pretty much 70% of the time, it seemed like, and I thought Hannah did a great job in that fourth set.
Yeah, I challenged Hannah. She was kind of charging the net in those first couple sets, and I said, Hannah, you know, you're charging before you know. I said, just make a read and then stay baseline, and then in set 4, you know, and it wasn't just her then, and everyone kind of keyed off that, and all of a sudden our first ball contact was much higher quality defensively, and she did a great job, you're right, in set 4.
And then in that comeback in set 3, I thought you guys at the end of the set, as you made that comeback, were, it didn't seem like you guys served very well early in that third set.
Yeah, and in one of those timeouts, I said, you guys, we got to quit worrying about whether you're going to miss or not and just be aggressive. That at this point of the season, when we're playing these types of teams, we just have to be aggressive in what we do, you know, and we're going to make some errors, but we were making errors not being aggressive, and that's a recipe for disaster.
How does it feel to get that first one out of the way?
It feels really good, you know, and what I told our team is, I say, you guys, we got to enjoy this. Every time you win a match at Nationals, that's a great deal, and you got to enjoy it. And I don't know if there's some pressure on them thinking, oh, we should win, and yeah, nothing's guaranteed here. We've proven that over and over when we've been the underdogs and have won here. And so I felt good the way we came out in those first two sets, and they're a good team. Yeah. When they're in system, they really do they're a handful at the net. They're so athletic and strong.
Well, that was going to be my next question to you, is how impressed were you with Xavier? I mean, they're a team with one senior.
Yeah. You know, I watched tape on them, and after watching tape, I said to Jake, I said, we're going to have a tough time beating this team. They're really good, and they were really good today. You know, fortunately for us, I don't think they're used to teams defending quite as well as we do, and so there's balls that I think they are used to getting down, and we made some really good defensive plays.
There was one, I think it was in set 2, that Sid made going to her left that was one of the best digs I've seen all year, and I watch a lot of volleyball.
It was a great dig because she was kind of going to her right, and she had to switch and come back to her left, and it was right where we needed it, and we ran our offense out of it. I really did think we had a number of times where we made some good defensive plays, and then we just didn't get a great set or a great swing at the ball. You know, and as I go back to, again, when you're playing good teams, when you get a chance for a good swing and you're in system, you got to make sure you take it. And in set 3, we had that a number of times, and that was the frustrating part. It was frustrating for our team as well, going, oh, geez, we need to get that point.
Some things to build on for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is not being so business-like as far as our emotions go. We need to play with joy, and we need to get after it that way and stop worrying about some of the other things. But, you know, this is the court where we lost our first match last year.
Yeah, Steph reminded me of that this morning.
And we ended that late-night secret underground match that no one could know about. You know, I think the mafia was here guarding the doors or something. But that's the match. So we started our tournament last year with a loss and ended our tournament last year with a loss on this court. So it was good for us to get on this court, play on it, and get a win.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Steve.
That is John Hegerle, head coach of the Jimmies. His team, 3 sets to 1 victors today over Xavier.